one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. Welcome, one and all, to the Rant, Sunday, April 7th, 2019, episode 589, I believe, on the docket of this program. It's our WrestleMania 35 pre-show. Because, of course, WrestleMania is today. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself, Surfer.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, my goodness, 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 my goodness. If you're listening to us live, go into the chat room, go to rantemradio.com. Be a part of the discussion that's going on. And, of course, if you want to call in, add me on Discord, Rant EM Radio, hashtag 9233 is my Discord ID. We are going to be using Discord for tonight, or for today during this broadcast, but then for the post show tonight, which, God, I sure hope it's not past 1230, but we're going to have a post show tonight. We're going to use Skype for our post show, so we'll have the Skype open during that time, so you can definitely call in and be a part. You were listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks earlier, Phil and Choppy running down things and discussing their weekend, because they have been in the thick of things all weekend. The boys were in the Garden last night. They were at Madison Square Garden last night. They saw Matt Taven become the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion last night. And a plethora of other things. Enzo and Big Cass making a fool out of themselves. But apparently it was a work. So, and it was supposed to happen. If you were with us last night, we went ad nauseum discussing the Bret Hart situation. You know, Bret Hart, of course, was assaulted last night.
The Hitman got assaulted.
The Hitman got hit.
That's right. He's a get Hitman last night.
So yeah, so it was an interesting night last night. But anyways,
so they who they have they said who the guy was?
Yes, they have.
Why he did it? Like, he was just trying to get on TV?
No, or? Apparently the guy's got some issues, because he was arrested for stalking earlier this year in Nebraska.
Stalking who?
Somebody, and he had been posting,
no one famous.
Nobody famous. And he had been posting a lot of bizarre tweets regarding the WWE over the last few days.
You think he was a MAGA person? Well, wanted to get Bret Hart out of the country because he's an immigrant?
Who knows, Surfer? Who knows, okay?
No, in that case, he would have wanted to attack Mysterio.
Mysterio was born in this country.
Well, somebody like that. One of them damn Lucha, a party people.
I think they were all born here, too.
he was in the audience, not up on the in the ring where somebody could just run down, you know.
Either way, I think WWE
put the barricades down for one night. You see
no, it's there was some stuff there. Apparently, security just failed. That's all it was. So,
one top flight security of the world, Craig.
You know, I think all the security was in other wrestling events. I mean, really? Do you trust
New York?
Do you trust the NYPD? Come on.
That one New York's finest double A?
No, that was not. You know, probably the chief that works the Brooklyn district. You know, was that the same cop in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first movie? Are you telling me how to do my job? Okay.
Ed Love and Dr. Dre from Who's the Man was on patrol. Yeah. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
Maybe it was the cop from Lean on Me, the white cop. Which, by the way, was on this morning, so I watched it again.
Oh, man. If they would have had Tony Todd on security, that would never happen.
Oh, man.
Who's in charge of getting the chains out the door?
I know. Well, we do it every year. We ask, what is everybody eating for WrestleMania? Because that's what's important, right? Not the 6 hours of wrestling we're going to watch. But let's go around the room. Well, I told yesterday that I was going to have wings. Those plans may have been halted, but we'll see. I do have pasta from last night that, by the way, was on point. I think it had something to do with Bret Hart getting attacked. I don't know. but yeah, Tony C, what are you having this WrestleMania?
To tell you the truth, I haven't decided yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, of course, we'll be off the air at 5. That'll give ample time for everybody to go and get their provisions. Really? But I think in your situation, Tony C, I think you should have a Papa John's pizza. Papa John's.
I mean, they have put Shaq on the board of directors now. So
that, and I believe it's also one of the sponsors for the WrestleMania weekend. But
hey, did that guy ever step down as chairman? The guy John.
John Shatner,
started Papa John's.
Who's not even Italian?
Yeah, they got rid of him.
Yeah, he. I think he's still on the board though. Because it's his company.
He's not the spokesman. Yeah, he's not the spokesman no more.
But I don't think he's also the CEO. But he's on the board, but he's not the CEO. Yeah, I
don't know, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I mean, do you use any of these food delivery services, Uber and DoorDash or Grubhub?
No.
Postmates, you know? I don't know.
I've had a Grubhub delivered to me. I haven't tried Postmates yet.
Postmates—they're all the same. Some charge more than others, you know.
And I haven't tried GoPuff yet.
That one I don't know.
GoPuff is not like they don't deliver from restaurants. They deliver like junk food to basically high people, you know. Like if you want some ice cream or some stuff like that, you know.
So is that what you want? You want ice cream?
No, I'm just saying they'll deliver junk food to you.
I mean, you wouldn't know about that, would
you? No, I don't use them.
Well, he got his junk food box the other day, so. Anyways.
Exactly.
So, Tony, so you don't know what you want. No yard bird, no burgers, no nothing.
No neck bone.
What'd you eat last night? How about that?
No hot wings. What a hot wings at? What a neck bone.
What'd you eat last night?
I ate pizza last night.
Oh, so that means pizza's out of the question.
I don't know, man. I can eat pizza about 5 nights a week, really.
Oh, God. No, I couldn't do that.
I eat pizza like a Ninja Turtle, man. That's what they used to call me. Me, my brothers and sisters. Because we used to go to other people's houses.
You say that again?
we used to go to like other family members' houses, and we were used to eating like pizza on the weekends, and they would eat pizza on the weekends. So, you know, everybody couldn't afford it. We'd be like, yo, you're not eating pizza? What's going on?
And then I found out that Tony C gets his pizza from Chuck E. Cheese.
You don't sound like you're about to play that drop, Double S.
No, well, I was about to play.
What's that?
What is the hot wings? Ain't no neck bone.
What kind of business with the resources of?
That's what Tony C is going to say tonight. But no, you need to get some good food. You need to get some.
Man,
good
look.
Food. Listen, just good. Do this. You know, because it's a special night. The announcers wear tuxedos tonight. So, Tony C, why don't you get one of those quarter pounder deluxe, the ones that come with lettuce and tomato now?
And, oh, God, no.
And or you can go and get a stacker.
You know what, man? Something about Burger King burgers I don't like no more, man. It's something about their meat.
Because the grill marks are painted.
Is it all Burger King you go to or just a particular one?
It's just period, bro.
They've lost their edge.
I guess I'm when it comes to sesame seed bun burgers, the only place I go is Dennis. Cause I guess Dennis set the bar so high.
But
God, can't nobody
that's the same level. That's like a diner. That's not like fast food.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I guess I only prefer diner burgers. Because I don't go to McDonald's for burgers no more. I don't go to Burger King for burgers no more.
Then go to Checkers. Send somebody
to Checkers no more.
Send somebody to Freddy's to fetch you some burgers.
Nah, I will go to Freddy's. When I'm on that side of town. If they ever put a Freddy's like in between where I'm at.
There's another Freddy's, but I don't know where it is. It's in Orlando, though.
Man. So. We'll be right. The thing about Steak and Shake is Steak and Shake don't season any burgers, man.
No,
that's
they don't.
What they mad about them.
No, they don't.
And it's like eating a piece of freaking cardboard.
See, now I want a burger.
I may go to Popeye's.
There you go, get some bird.
You know, I had some Friday. They got a deal where you get like five pieces and two sides for $10. That's a pretty good deal.
I'm trying to find a drop here, but I can't find it.
That damn Harlem Heat drop is classic, yo. You should say that anytime you walk into somebody's party. Like we was talking about JR Lyon last night.
And
KFC, you need to come down on your prices because three pieces of chicken and a side for $12, that ain't no deal. I'm sorry. That's why y'all drive-thru ain't never packed like Popeye's. Too busy spending money on Miss Butterworth being able to dance.
I know. Well, are you going to get... Are you going to get your chicken with or without the bone?
Oh, I get bone in.
There you go. Okay. Well, anyways, so Surfer, what about you? What are you going to eat today for WrestleMania?
Well, I'm not really doing anything extra. I am in the middle of cooking dinner right now.
But it should be a special dinner because it's WrestleMania.
No, not this time.
Okay, so then what is Surfer making? What is Surfer making in the rotisserie?
No, I'm making some brisket, though.
Brisket?
Yeah.
Brisket.
Are you going to pull your brisket and make it barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have pulled barbecue brisket on a Kaiser roll made by Omarosa.
Yeah, I'm out of rolls. I'm just going to just eat it.
Straight?
Yeah.
Oh, what a tragedy. He's going to have to eat his brisket straight. I'd love the video of to watch Surfer shred the brisket. I want to see Surfer.
Like he had Arby's somewhere.
Yeah. Anyways. So if you want to hear how Surfer's brisket turned out, tune into the post show tonight. He'll tell us if his brisket was enjoyable throughout the course of the evening. Anyways. You know, it's this is an event, of course, that only happens once a year. It is going to be a very interesting night, monumental night.
Especially if Kofi don't win.
I think we're going to see things tonight that we've never seen before. Let's start with the entranceway because WWE decided not to go all out on the entranceway this year.
They're just doing a regular ramp.
It is a ramp with a huge LED board. That's it.
And they're probably going to do the TV and pose thing like they did for SummerSlam, I think, when they had a person's, like, you know, the little, like how Brock Lesnar got the skull thing.
Oh, you mean the 3D things?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they'll do that. So, I don't know. I want to see at what expense they went to this year for certain things. Like, I want to see how the New Day is going to come out, how Kofi's going to come out, you know? Because the New Day have been traversing the entire weekend wearing jumpsuits that have pictures of pancakes on it.
Well, you know all the money went towards Triple H's entrance.
Wow. That's who did the budget.
Let's see, what movie theme will he come out with this time?
Maybe he'll come out to...
Will he come out of Thanos and wear a gauntlet?
Maybe.
Don't do the game like that. You
know, maybe he'll come out as Howard Hessman and head of the charge. Head of the class, I mean. Running around through the city of New York. So he doesn't want to be late. I don't know, that's a good question. That's a very good question. Well, let's talk about, there's only one breaking story wrestling news that we can report. Has nothing to do with the WWE. But if you're following Impact Wrestling, something must have happened because they have fired Eli Drake from Impact Wrestling. So, in case you're...
Who's Eli Drake?
He's just some guy that Impact had been pushing to the moon. He had been main eventing their cards and stuff. So, but they fired him because apparently he's being difficult with creative. So that'll do it. You make creative difficult, you know. Well, I guess we've got 16 matches we need to cover. So why don't we get to it? Okay, you know how this works. If you're listening to us live and you're in the chat room, deposit your picks in the chat room as we go through the matches. And of course, we go through this match, the matches in a roundtable-esque format. And we're going to start with the kickoff matches. There are three of them tonight. And I guess we'll start with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal featuring Michael Che and Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live.
Who's, by the way, Surfer, you are a Hollywood correspondent. Is Colin Jost still with Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, I didn't know they were together.
that's
oh my God.
That's Surfer at his doing his crack job as always.
it's hard to keep up who that woman is with. She's been married quite a few times, and she changes boyfriends. I mean, she's not Liza Minnelli, but...
So yeah, you're saying Scarlett Johansson is very active in the dating field?
Yeah.
She's literally a Black Widow?
No.
Except she's not killing...
Here we go.
Uh-oh. surfer got a dog barking.
That's all
I never knew surfer had a dog. Now you got to tell us what the name of the dog is, sir.
I don't have a dog.
What was that barking then?
It's a dog. I don't have a dog.
Well, who's... Well,
the dog is in the house.
How about that? Name. What's the dog's name?
Stupid name. Fish.
Okay.
Okay, what breed the dog is it? Poodle. What breed?
A Lhasa-Lhapsal.
I believe it's part pit bull and part...
part pit bull?
What country is that?
Part pit bull and part bloodhound.
Oh, okay.
Pit bull, bloodhound. So are you feeding the dog brisket? Is the dog going to eat some of that brisket?
Hell no.
No? Okay.
Okay, that dog sounds like a dog from grown-ups. Vocal cords messed up.
It's just a puppy.
Oh, it's just a puppy. Okay.
Woo. Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
So, if you want to know who I think is going to win the Battle Royal, I'm going with Gronk.
You're going with Ron Gronkowski?
Yep.
Sit, boo-boo,
he's
going to
be
sit.
A surprise entrance.
Good dog.
He's going to be a surprise entrance.
I heard that drop.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to worry about football anymore since he's retired, so.
Well.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Yeah. Well, good dog.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
That used to scare the hell out of me when I was young. At the end of Family Ties, that big black dog. Why they use a big black dog at the end of Family Ties?
Sit, boo boo, sit. Good dog.
Matter of fact, did any black people ever appear on Family Ties? Think about it.
I don't think so. Not unless they were in the kitchen at a diner or something. I don't think so.
Mayor of Baxter Burney, you are very racist. I was telling you. That's why I can't watch that show now in its syndication. I mean, Nick was the closest thing to a brother because he was a broke artist. Didn't have no job.
Like JJ?
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. JJ was a better artist than Nick, though.
Speaking of JJ, and this is going off a tangent here. We'll get back to wrestling in 1 second. JJ, or Jimmy Walker, is on the newest season of Celebrity Worst Cook.
Oh, my God.
I believe the season starts on next Sunday. I'm interested to see how he cooks.
And Double A, how'd you feel about when you saw Apollo Creed coming in about to break JJ in half?
You know, was his special would be?
Cheating with his woman.
You know what his special would be on that show, right?
The Big no? Mac.
No, his specialty would be mixing the red Kool-Aid with the green Kool-Aid.
Oh, God. Anyways. So, who'd you say is going to win the Battle Royal, Surfer?
Gronkowski.
What about you, Tony C?
Braun Strowman again.
I think Braun Strowman is also going to win. I guess we'll find out. The competitors for this year's Battle Royal include Mustafa Ali, Andrade Cien Almas, Apollo Crews, Bo Dallas, Bobby Roode, Braun Strowman, Chad Gable, Colin Jost, Curtis Axel, EC3, Grand Metalik, Heath Slater, Jeff Hardy, Jinder Mahal, Kalisto, Carl Anderson, Connor, Lince Dorado, Luke Gallows, Matt Hardy, Michael Che, Mojo Rawley, Noé Jose, or no wait, not Mojo, Noé Jose, Otis,
Rhino, Shelton Benjamin, Titus O'Neil, Tucker, Tyler Breeze, and Victor from the Ascension. That's just who's advertised, you know?
What does it say that Braun Strowman doesn't have a regular match at WrestleMania?
Eh. He didn't have a compelling storyline this year.
Exactly. What does that say?
But he was hurt. If he had not gotten hurt...
Right, he got hurt.
Be different.
And yet, he's not getting his revenge against the person who hurt him.
Not yet.
None of the three guys that hurt him.
Not yet. Not yet.
We need something for him to do this summer.
Exactly. Anyways. Excuse me. Anyways. The women's battle royal. Tony C. Who do you think is going to win this one? By the way, don't be surprised if they rename this Battle Royal the China Memorial Battle Royal after what X-Pac said last night.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan Sr. did peg at that. I'm going with a sleeper. I'm going with Carmella.
You're going with Carmella. Okay.
Yep.
Surfer.
I'm going with Asuka because she should have had a championship match tonight.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I'm going with, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Mandy Rose.
The person she was supposed to be fighting tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Mandy Rose. We'll see. It also could be that woman, what's her face? The country girl, Lacey Evans. It'd be her too. But
it'd be nice to see her in the ring.
But the participants in this match are Asuka, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lana, Liv Morgan, Mandy Rose, Mickey James, Naomi, Nikki Cross, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Sonya Deville, and Selena Vega.
Mickey James and John Cena up on the same roof for the first time in a long time.
Maybe a little bit less than a year. Last time Cena was on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Weren't they both on WrestleMania last year?
Yes, they were.
We said for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Oh. When you say that, you make it seem like years.
But you know what? Nikki has a new boo. John has a new boo. So,
and they're going to double date one time.
They're going to double date. They'll probably double date to the WrestleMania after party.
Is that what they call, is that a no-no, double dating with your ex?
I wouldn't do it.
These videos they put out of who's dating who.
Well, we know double A, you could do it because you had hashtag double A was my man. So
These videos they put out who's dating who. That. It makes me shake my head as to why some people are with some people.
What do you mean? Like, why Cena ain't with Nikki no more?
No. I'm not who's not together. I'm saying who's supposed to be together right now.
Like who?
What was Selena Vega seeing?
She's married to Aleister Black.
Right. That just seemed like an odd pairing.
Well, Charlotte and Andrade seem like an odd pairing.
That too.
Charlotte and who?
Andrade.
The one that's with Vega?
Yeah.
And he with Charlotte?
Yes.
Ric Flair got a freaking Mexican in his family?
Uh-huh.
But coming to the house. And Conrad Thompson? Oh, man, Rick. I know that family ain't going to be lit.
What's he gonna left his wife for?
It actually,
Carmella.
I don't want to. Well, that's true. Corey Graves and Carmella, and you know that Corey Graves appeared at an event on Thursday this weekend, and
they gave him the business.
No. They didn't give him the business. It was like a Q&A session, and he was there with Renee Young. And Corey got on the mic and says, before the questions start, I just want to let everybody know that I am F-A-B-U-L-U-L-O-U-S or something like that. So that gave an indication of what was going on, you know?
Hilarious. And Bray Wyatt and JoJo ain't no make no sense.
No. That's the first shocker right there, but whatever. I think in the case of Selena Vega and Aleister Black, she probably did an upgrade because at first her boyfriend was Austin Aries, and let's be honest, would you want to spend even 5 minutes in a room with Austin Aries? Because he's a real asshole and a jerk off.
What about Bayley's man and her man? Don't they look awkward together?
Finn Balor, or not? You be the real boyfriend.
Yeah, the real boyfriend.
They look awkward, but they're just. But that's because
who's her real boyfriend?
Her real boyfriend is an indie guy. He's got pink streaks in his hair.
Who's Sasha Banks with?
She married the WWE seamstress.
Oh, the seamstress. Yeah, I remember that.
Wasn't he trying to be a wrestler too?
He was trying. That he failed and decided to be a seamstress. She married a guy named Mikazi, and then you know what I discovered the other day, and it ruined me for Sasha Banks. She's got ink on her forearm,
like a dude,
and not a small one either. It takes up pretty much the whole forearm. And that was one of the things I could say with about. She was pure in that sense. You know, I could deal with the pink hair or the purple hair, but everything else, it was nice, it was clean. Not anymore. Even though she covers it with. Watch, look at WrestleMania. You're going to see she has an armband. And now that all the wrestlers' hair died. I'm talking about the weird color. The weird color.
Some of them have normal colors.
Okay.
All of them got dyed hair.
I get that. I'm talking about hers because hers is outlandish.
She had the red hair, but then everybody else started getting red hair. She never had red hair.
She had regular. She was a brunette.
No, at one time she had red hair.
Not that I remember. Her hair's always been purple, as long as I've known her. But the point I'm trying to make is, now that she got the tattoo, that's it. Bring on the next one.
But Double A, don't they have all these couples that can be more money-making than Miz and Maryse?
Yeah.
I mean, if you put Orton, Dean Ambrose... Say what you want about Dean, but if you did a reality, I'd rather see a reality show about him and Renee.
Yeah, good luck on that.
That's intriguing.
Good luck on that one.
I'm just saying, like, a couple like that, or, you know.
No, you'd be disappointed, because you thought that Dean Ambrose is a normal guy in real life.
That's what makes it entertaining. He ain't a normal guy in real life, unfortunately.
That's what will make it funny. Or you can see like Undertaker and Michelle McCool.
That's odd.
I want to see that.
That's odd.
I want to see that. See the Undertaker out of gimmick.
Being a regular guy. He would never come out of gimmick on TV. So then
He's been doing it now.
Exactly.
Now, I'm talking about if he's on TV for a long period of time. I'm not talking about just seeing him out in the street.
No, he has been. He's been doing.
He will be out of gimmick.
He's been doing discussions. He's going to do a convention out of gimmick. No, he's been doing it. He did a thing for the WWE Network out of gimmick. He's done several things actually out of gimmick.
He wasn't American Badass?
No.
I pay to see Vince and Linda.
Well, Vince I don't think is ever out of gimmick.
just to see how they interact with like their grandchildren. And
I just
want
to
like
see.
That.
I just want to see Vince eat because apparently Vince has very odd eating habits. So
I can believe that.
Copious like, amounts of turkey, from what I heard. You know.
You know, he get a call. The kids calling him Pawpaw Vince or something like that. You know. And then he'll talk about.
Call me Mr. Pawpaw Vince.
Something like that. You know, it's a lot of more interest. It's a lot more interesting couple than Miz and Maurice. I'm sorry. Randy Orton and his old lady.
Which one?
His old ladies. I mean,
if Ric Brock Flair, and Sable. If Ric Flair wasn't 70 years old, I would like to see Ric Flair.
Oh, his escapades. No, I mean, hey. I mean, Miz and Maurice is like the Chrysalis. Like how Double A go
well,
like
I don't
the
like, listen, I can, but the problem, the difference is that I can watch an episode of the Chrysalis. I can't watch an episode of Miz and Maurice.
That's what I'm saying. They're on that level. Look, Double A, they have all those couples to choose from. And they chose Miz and Maurice. That's all I'm saying. Shane and his old lady.
That's too. They don't have anything exciting going on.
Oh, they too turned.
But do you think it's,
down.
Do you honestly think that it's a little odd that Shane had three sons and Stephanie had three daughters?
Well, they got the different
the genes.
XY chromosomes.
Chromosomes.
I guess.
Find out if Vince got a bastard son somewhere.
Apparently, Triple H and Stephanie, they both have the Y.
I give you the TV show that Tony C would love to see, and I would love to see it too, or at least the special. Okay, because I don't know how far you can get with this, but I want to see. The sit-down interview with Rod McMahon, Vince's brother.
Like Rod Belding.
Uh-huh.
Was it like a failure through life or something?
No.
How he can never live up to his
but
brother.
How come we've never heard about Rod on TV?
Well, there's never been a storyline with Rod McMahon.
No.
Well, man, look. If he's just successful normally and, you know, didn't care about the business, fine. No. But if he's like living in a trailer park somewhere.
No, anyway. I don't know if he's living in a trailer park somewhere, but.
Okay, Double A, this is a TV show, a reality show I would watch. The Harlem Heat Show. But
I would
they got
watch that.
Full gimmick.
I would watch that.
A day in the life of Booker T and Stevie Ray following them around with Charmel in real life. I watch.
Yeah,
so now that would be entertaining.
The way Booker T said it yesterday, where's the movie on their lives?
They need a movie. But it's got to be uncut and can't be made for cable.
Harlem Heat, gentlemen, what's this?
What's the hot man? Wings? Ain't no neck bone. What's the best I can do with a
All right.
No matter how many times I hear that, y'all be loud. Most brothers got somebody in their family like that, yo, that walk into places just like that.
And this is two of them.
Uncouth, very uncouth.
All right, let's get back to the card here.
Walk in the wedding reception and ask the same question. Church banquet, no matter.
The Cruiserweight title is...
Sweet 16.
The Cruiserweight title is on the line with the champion, Buddy Murphy, defend against Long Island's own Tony Nese. We'll start with Surfer on this one because I'm sure he's been kept well up to speed on the goings on of 205 Live. Surfer, it looks like Surfer went to go play with his brisket. Surfer. Buddy Murphy. Tony Nese, come on.
You ain't got time for that pig. You got to go see about that brisket and that dog.
I had to step off a second. Who are we talking about now?
Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. Cruiserweight title is on the line.
I'll go with Buddy Murphy.
You're going with Buddy Murphy. Do you even know who Buddy Murphy is?
No, I can't say that. Eddie Long Lost Brother. The cruiserweight's close enough.
Yeah, he's Eddie's Australian long lost brother.
Which Eddie?
Murphy.
Oh my God, Joe.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. Oh.
God.
Sir,
okay, I didn't realize you're talking about Eddie Murphy. Okay,
Tony C. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there named Murphy. Go ahead, Tony C.
Alex Murphy, RoboCop.
Who you going with, Buddy Murphy or Tony Nese?
Buddy Murphy for the win.
I'm going with Tony Nese for the home crowd win, and I think he'll recapture the title on 205 Live. Or I mean, Murphy will recapture the title in a rematch on 205 Live. That's what I think is going to happen. So, and now before we get to the main card, which we asked this question: which international broadcast team are you most excited seeing tonight, Tony C?
The dang Funaki one.
Funaki and Shun Yamaguchi.
Yep. Chink team.
Oh my God! Did you really have to say that?
My bad. The slope team.
Oh, much better, I guess.
Whoa!
Oh man!
Whoa!
Hold on. Let me go back here because let me rewind this a little bit. I don't know the international broadcast team is like they pull these people out of nowhere.
Obscurity,
but when you go back and you look at how long they've been with the WWE, some of these people have been with the WWE for 30 years. So, real quickly, here's who you're going to hear tonight at WrestleMania.
Languages, including, as Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush get set for action, Portuguese with Marco Alfaro and Roberto Figueroa.
Olá, Brasil. No caminho da WrestleMania, estamos em Houston para um histórico Elimination Chamber.
Já tivemos a primeira dupla feminina sendo sagrada na sequência, mais combate dentro do Elimination Chamber.
Our Russian team of Moti Margolin and John Pomerantsev.
Некоторые проходят вперед, некоторые остаются позади. Это Elimination Chamber. Спасибо, что вы с нами.
Все борются за возможность выступить на WrestleMania. Мы посмотрим, кто сегодня пробьет себе путевку на главную сцену года.
Our Japanese team of Shun Yamaguchi and Funaki.
征服铁笼力士，成就冠军梦想，一起向上摔跤花大赛进发吧！
Last night, Meng Ai invited me to an adults-only rodeo. I still wish I would have gone.
That's why you're walking like that?
I didn't go, Renee.
Oh.
Okay. So there you go. Let's get to the main card, shall we? Because this is why we're here, right? We're here to talk predictions and give our thoughts on what we're going to see at WrestleMania.
That's the experts.
Ask the experts. That's
right. Broadcast journalists.
That's what we are. We've been doing this for so many years. This is our, let's see, we started this at WrestleMania 24, so we're at WrestleMania 35. This is the 12th WrestleMania we've covered on this program.
12th annual.
The 12th annual WrestleMania we've covered. Anyways.
So started way back at WrestleMania 24.
24 was the first WrestleMania we covered on this network.
And you didn't go? It was here in Orlando.
I did not go. And we had a correspondent on the ground, and who had to fight with a very ignorant clerk at Wendy's because he wanted extra mayonnaise on his baconator. So you know how those clerks in Orlando are. Anyways. The first of three tag team title matches. Raw tag team titles are on the line when the Revival defends their titles against Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. Surfer, we'll start with you since you were asleep at the wheel for the Cruiserweight title thing again. Unless he's manhandling the brisket again.
I can just see Surfer with that dog.
I think the dog.
I have to mute myself, sir. All this backwards noise won't get it. So where are we at right now?
We're talking about Sting versus Ric Flair in the opening match at WrestleMania.
And I don't want to see that match. It's too old. They're too old to be fighting each other. So.
Oh my God.
The Revival versus Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder Raw Tag Team titles.
Is Ricochet hurt?
What does that have to do with this?
Isn't Ricochet and the Aleister Black in that match?
They're in the SmackDown Tag Team title match.
Oh my God, yo.
Oh.
He's more fixated on that dog trying to steal his brisket.
No.
Could you imagine if while he's on the air...
that dog, he come in that kitchen, the dog all in that brisket.
God damn it, that... get off my brisket! You hear Surfer slam his headset down like Bobby Heenan does?
Real funny. One more time, who are the choices?
Okay, for the third time... The Revival versus Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder Raw Tag Team titles. It's only a 2-hour broadcast, Revival. Surfer.
Revival.
The Revival. All right, Tony C.
I'm going with Long Island IZ and Curt Hawkins.
Now, the reason...
For the upset.
Now, the ups. It would not only be an upset, but it would be the first match that Zack Ryder or Curt Hawkins wins in 2 years. So...
And they're going to win with some type of shenanigans.
I don't know about the shenanigans, but I have a feeling that regardless of how it happens, Hawkins is going to get the pin. It's going to be fun. I think that match is going to be fun. It was added last minute, but I think it's going to be really fun. Okay.
So, Double A, do you think all titles are going to change hands tonight?
No, I don't.
Oh, somebody's retaining.
There's going to be some retentions here and there.
I don't know. You know, WrestleMania is the ultimate reset button a lot of times.
I don't know, because I know some of these titles matches are questionable, but we'll see. I'm going with Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
And this is one date, see?
Well, that's you going, one.
But see, that I'm saying is one.
All right, and I said Tony Nese is going to win the Cruiserweight title.
That's two changes right there.
All right. Fatal 4-Way for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. The Usos defend against Ricochet and Aleister Black, The Bar, and Nakamura and Rusev. Tony C, will start with you, so that gives time for Surfer to go tend to his brisket.
I think these belts are gonna change hands as well, cause what the Usos did to the New Day, I should say. So we're going with Aleister Black and the other dude, Ricochet. The Surfer. Denzel Washington movie.
What about you, Surfer?
Yeah, Black and Ricochet.
You're going with Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Black Ricochet.
I'm going with
Aleister. Kind of racist, though.
Yeah. I'm going with Aleister Black and Ricochet as well.
So that's three titles already. We got changing hands right there.
The other tag team title match, Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Title Match for the Women's Tag Team Championship. The champions, the Boston Hug Connection, Bayley and Sasha Banks, defend their titles against Beth Phoenix and Natalya, Nia Jax and Tamina, and the Iconics! Tony C., we'll start with you.
I got these changing hands as well, so this will be 4-for-4. I got Madea Jackson, Tamina winning.
What about you, Surfer?
If it's going to change hands, I think it's going to be Natalya and Beth Phoenix.
All right. Excuse me. I believe I said it yesterday. Either that or it was on the Wrestling Call-In Show it was on the Wrestling Call-In Show on Thursday. I'm going with the Iconics. Just because. I think they're going to give them the titles just to have them for a cup of coffee. They're going to be transitional champions. So, that's what I see happening.
Transition to who?
To somebody else. Maybe they'll transition to Nia and Tamina.
That's true.
That way it doesn't make Bayley and Sasha Banks look weak, and maybe Bayley and will finally turn heel and feud with Sasha Banks after this. You know? Roman Reigns goes one-on-one against Drew McIntyre, Surfer.
You think Roman Reigns is going to lose his first match back?
His first singles match?
Yes. I mean, the only way I can see Roman losing, if he's going to lose just so he can be put out so he can continue to get better.
I don't know.
You know, that's the only reason why I would see him losing.
All right, you, Tony C., what do you think?
Well, you know, Bowman only lose the top tier stars. I.e. Brock Lesnar, Roman. Didn't he lose Braun Strowman one time, right? Seth Rollins.
Look at this. The Hammer is in the chat room. Mikey's cool. In the chat room. Look at that. He says, hello, Uncle Tony.
What's up, Mikey.
Tony's
probably waiting. Enjoying some crab legs.
Yeah, Tony C's waiting to watch you eat another 30 pounds of crab legs.
Demolish some crab legs. Yeah, but booming for the win. Booming.
By the way, while we're doing this show, I have on my 600-pound life. Some of these people sometimes, I gotta tell you, I don't know how they live. And I'm not talking about because of their weight. Just don't know how they live. They live in abject squalor. Anyways.
They love to eat, though.
They love to eat. They don't care about their living conditions, but they love to eat.
Just bring you something to eat.
The next match on the docket.
Is she driving a U-Haul? Man?
Yes, she is. She's driving a U-Haul. Her name is Desiree with two E's. And she's tall as hell. Wait till she gets out of this van, out of this truck, don't you see?
She look like Yoko.
A little bit, but she ain't.
Look like Yoko.
A little bit, but. I'm going with Roman Reigns. I don't think they're going to have him lose. And you'll see why also. I don't think he's going to lose. I said it earlier in the weekend what I think is going to happen. So
we'll revisit. I can get behind a heel, Bowman. I can get behind a heel, Bowman.
Well, we'll see.
Along with the Usos.
We'll see what happens. Intercontinental title is on the line when the champion, Bobby Lashley, defends against the demon, Finn Balor. We'll start with Tony on this.
Oh, this is easy. Finn Balor. The demon. Never lost. You like LeVar Ball. Never lost.
What about you, Surfer?
I think the demon's going to win, too. I think this whole feud has been to fulfill Bobby Lashley's contract, like him having the belt, losing it, and then having it again, and losing it.
It's possible. Of course, Bobby did come to Bret Hart's defense last night. He broke kayfabe. A lot of heels broke kayfabe last night, actually.
Yep. What the heck is that big self doing with a dog?
That's the one time of the year where nobody's a heel or a face.
That's her car. That's her.
She can't fit in that Challenger.
She
can't.
Did. I've already seen her a few times fit in the Challenger. But what's funny is that she's gonna go. I think if I'm seeing this correctly, somebody couldn't take that Challenger off the flatbed. If I'm not mistaken, I think she's gonna go get some food. Let me see here. I think.
Oh. It's a challenge for her to get in the Challenger. Nice play on words.
I know she's going to a hotel for the night. Oh well.
Yeah, what?
My 600-pound life. Anyways. I'm going with the demon as well, as you guys said. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to go with the... It's obvious. Why would the demon come out and lose? Finn Balor must be getting painted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the paint job takes about 4 hours to do. So.
What the heck is this show? Oh, 90 Day Fiancé. People up here getting in fights? Couples, mad couple fighting?
Of course.
White chick just punched the dude.
That's
crazy.
United States Heavyweight Championship is on the line. Samoa Joe defends against Rey Mysterio.
A mystery
Surfer.
Opponent.
Oh, well, do you think let's ask this. Is Mysterio going to compete in the match? Let's start there. Because Mysterio sprained his ankle, apparently, Monday night on Raw. But supposedly he's fine. What do you think is going to happen here? Mysterio's probably going to wrestle the match.
I think it might be a short match then. Yo may choke him out early.
All right. What about you, Tony C?
Yeah, Joe's going to be the first champion to retain. I'm going with Joe.
Joe.
Crazy Joe.
Hold on.
Samoa
Joe was only supposed to be enhancement talent down SmackDown.
So he's getting ready to go to Raw once the draft, once the shakeup happens.
Hold on, I'm having some personal issues here. Anyways, let me see. Here. I'm gonna go with Samoa Joe. I don't see Rey Mysterio winning the U.S. title. I just don't. And even if he gets a replacement, and he can't wrestle, I still don't see Joe losing the U.S. title. So there you go, Tony C. There's one title that's not changing hands.
That's what I said. Joe's going to be the first one to retain.
For those of you listening live, by the way, go to the chat room, rantemradio.com. Hobnob with the people in the chat room. Glad Hand and things like that. Let me see here. Is this the correct phone number? All right, now I've dealt with the issues here that I gotta deal with. Hold on. There we go. All right, next match on the docket. Here we go. Sorry for the stopping and whatever, but you know. I'm getting text messages that I have to answer.
Gotta reply.
AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
Randall Keith Orton.
A man who just had his birthday a couple days ago. Against Alan Jones.
Aries, just like me.
Who do you think is going to take the match, Tony C? Alan Jones or Randall Orton?
We're going with Randall Keith Orton for the shocking win.
For the shocking win, okay. What about you, Surfer? Good. Go ahead. Well, go ahead. Fisher, what are you going to say, Tony?
I'm going with eight.
What were you going to say, Tony?
No, just because he's probably getting ready to go to Raw.
You think Randy Orton's going to Raw?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Surfer.
Getting the Universal titles. Hunt. That's one belt he ain't had yet.
I'm going with AJ. But I still think it's going to be an RKO.
I'm not sure about this one. I think this one I would want... I don't know. I don't know who benefits more here.
Double count out?
No.
The double count out?
No. I think it's going to be... I think I'm going to go with Randy Orton here. But I think it's going to be like a RKO out of nowhere situation. You know?
Like what happened Thursday.
And Hammer says that this match will steal the show. That. So, Mikey says the match is going to steal the show. So we'll see.
if that's the move that's going to win the match, they should have saved that till the night instead of showing it to you on Thursday.
But... It was just, I don't know. I mean, it just is a theory, you know? But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a good match nonetheless. Another match that is going to be interesting, and I'm going to see where they go because, you know, it's a big stadium. Let's see what the weather is right now in the great tri-state area. Let's see, Secaucus, New Jersey. Weather. Presently, it's 66 degrees in Secaucus, New Jersey.
It's pretty nice up here.
That's pretty nice. So, let's see, can we get, who do we go with? CBS, right? CBS New York for the weather forecast, right? Let's get an updated weather forecast since it is outdoors after all. So here's your weather from, let's see here. Here's your forecast from CBS New York as of 8 o'clock this morning.
And I imagine a repeat again today because the forecast is nearly that, a repeat of yesterday. Just a few degrees cooler, a little more cloudy as we move into the afternoon, but generally another glorious day. Let's go ahead and see what you think. Live outside right now, we're looking down at Central Park. If you take a stroll, the dogwood trees are in below to mid-60s for the most part. Then tomorrow we are going to talk wet weather, but exceptional warmth too. I hinted at the possibility of 80s. Well, we might get to 80 for inland New Jersey tomorrow. That's a possibility. Most of us, though, will be closer to 70. As we look at yesterday's high, it was 68. That was the normal for May 4th, and it was 30 degrees warmer than it was Friday afternoon. It was phenomenal yesterday. As we move forward, we do have a lot of warmth remaining in the forecast. As far as rain goes, completely dry today. Tomorrow, 70% chance you'll deal with wet weather, especially early in the day. The morning commute, I think, could be slowed down because of it. By afternoon, after 3 o'clock, there's a slight chance of some isolated showers, maybe a storm. But most of your Monday, after we get past the mid-morning, it's looking pretty phenomenal. 30% chance Tuesday, but that's really late in the day, closer to sunset. Wednesday, Thursday, forecast is dry. We're back to more seasonable temperatures in the 50s. As we look at the vortex satellite and radar picture, skies are mostly sunny. We do have some heavy fog, dense fog up in the mountains this morning. As we look at the bigger picture, lots of sun for that northeastern quadrant. It's all thanks to high pressure. And then if you look at the left-hand corner of your screen here, you see rain's moving on in. There's a low pressure system moving in our direction. So showers will arrive late tonight, courtesy of a warm front, and they will be most significant, it looks, between the hours of 4 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. What time period is that? Of course, your Monday morning commute. So I apologize for this, but check it out so you know exactly what's going to happen. Throughout the day, the clouds thicken, especially as we get into the afternoon and evening. So really bright stuff between now and then. Cloudy overnight. Wet weather builds in after midnight. Here we see 4 a.m. Brunt of the wet weather is making its arrival, and it continues to push through the region. 7 a.m. will exit by mid-morning for most of us. And then we will see some partial clearing, certainly some breaks of sun through the afternoon. That's when temperatures will soar to 70, possibly 80 inland. It all depends on how much sunshine amounts to across the tri-state area. East of the city tomorrow, though, expected to be a lot cooler, upper 50s. Tomorrow afternoon, slight chance of a spotty shower or storm. Tuesday, skies are bright for much of the day. Clouds thicken late, and we bring in a chance for showers through the evening. Total rainfall tomorrow is expected to be between a quarter of an inch and maybe a half an inch. We could see some spots picking up a little bit more than that, especially it looks like east and south of the city. So ponding on those roadways should be anticipated for your morning drive time. 65 today. Today is a lovely, nice and mild. Temperatures not quite 10 degrees above the norm, but nonetheless mild with more afternoon clouds. Winds out of the northeast early, becoming more southerly. Now check out your overnight forecast. Getting cloudy, wet weather is moving on in, and it is very mild. We'll be in the 40s and low 50s out there to start your day. By tomorrow afternoon, breaks of sun, 70 in the city, Toms River 77. I think in areas such as Princeton and close to Trenton, that's where we could push that 80-degree mark. But dramatically different as you look east of the city. Highs will only be in the low 60s, possibly just the upper 50s out there. A lot cooler. So tomorrow we bookend the day with weather. Most significant stuff in the morning, spotty chance of showers and storms in the
there
afternoon.
You go.
Tuesday 67, WWE most of the day out. Is dry.
It's clear.
There you go.
And here's the report from CBS regarding the attack on Bret Hart. We'll play that before we continue on with the rest of the card. Here's this.
15 tonight, and you can see it all unfold on cell phone video. Take a look. He was in the middle of a speech when that fan rushed into the ring and pulled him to the floor. Hart was being inducted into the Hall of Fame ahead of WrestleMania tomorrow night when that fan caught him by surprise. Other fans and security rushed in to hold that man down. One guard, we are told, was injured in the process. Police say this fan that attacked Hart is a 26-year-old from Nebraska. People telling us it was surreal to watch this all happen.
We were kind of in the middle of the event, just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
What was going through your mind?
I don't know. It's a wrestling show, so you don't ever really know what's going on when something like that happens, but it was pretty obvious pretty quick that, you know, somebody was trying to join in the show.
And police did arrest that fan. He is being held at the 78th precinct nearby. We are told he is facing assault and trespassing charges. It is unclear if Hart was hurt, but CBS Sports is reporting that he did get back up and finish his speech and appeared to be just fine. We are live outside Barclays Center tonight. Rena Roy, CBS 2 News.
Well, the fact that a wrestling fan thought it was a work doesn't surprise me. So, unbelievable.
He got off easy. Cause I remember that guy that got in that Halloween Havoc cage.
Oh, right, well, he got pummeled. And let's not forget let's not forget about the time that Mark Curtis took out.
You went after somebody that wasn't wrestling. But you go after somebody while they're in the middle of wrestling and they can get hurt, you damn right they're going to come after you.
And of course, like I was saying, let's not forget about that one time a referee took out a fan.
Especially with Kurt Hennig in there. And still, fans, we still are talking a lot about James J. Dillon, injured now, out of commission, on the shelf, not able to... We have someone in the ring, and I believe that may be a fan. And security has come out. As the fan has come in, and we're going to focus on...
Smallest referee in the world just took him down. How tough is that guy?
You're not kidding.
You see that front face lock by Mark Curtis? That'll teach you to get in the ring.
You're not kidding. We're going to focus...
Okay. All right.
Macho Man and Hogan beat the hell out of that dude.
And don't forget Kevin Nash stomping the hell out of that guy at Bash at the Beach.
Yeah.
The thing about
WCW, they don't edit that stuff out.
No, they don't. I mean, I played some of these yesterday for my wife. They were like, well, what happens? Can't they sue the wrestlers and stuff? And I said, no. There's an unwritten rule in wrestling that once you walk into the ring,
Fair game.
Listen to this. This is from Stone Cold.
In the ring with a cat, and I was a babyface at the time, and Triple H was a heel. You're always looking out for your guys' back. Triple H, stand-up cat. He picked that dude up, slammed him, and started punching his lights out. And he's yelling to the security guard, get your ass in here. And the security guard didn't know where to shed or wind his watch. He was confused. You know, it happened so fast. And I couldn't do anything. You know, I couldn't help beat the guy up. Yeah. I'm the baby face.
Yeah.
But Triple H was watching my back, and he beat the snot out of that guy. And I went backstage, and I had a couple of words with the guy. And I didn't take a cheap shot at him or nothing like that, but I had a little come-to-Jesus meeting with him and let him know how I felt. But I always gave Triple H credit for doing that. But the thing about it is, when you pay your money to come into that building – you've earned the right to voice your opinion, cheer, boo, do whatever to the wrestlers. And we expect that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be spit on. You don't want to be punched, slapped, none of that. But when someone crosses those rails, when someone comes between those ropes, you're considered fair game. And by and large, brother, back in the day, if you jumped in the ring, you would get your ass handed to you in a hurry for a shoot. That's how we dealt with that problem.
Was he dropping potatoes on you? Was he getting you good, or was
he'd only got a couple in on me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so fast. I mean, Triple H was laying there.
Was he a big guy or no?
No, he was just a medium-sized guy. Jeez. He was just rowdy. He was a little bit buzzed up.
Getting beaten up by Triple H.
Oh, dude, Triple H, basically, he belly-to-back suplexed him, got on top of him, and started punching his lights out. It was hilarious. But, you know, I always appreciate Triple H for standing up for me like that and watching my back.
Go.
Kayfabe go out the window now.
Exactly. All right, let's get back to this card. Falls Count Anywhere match, which means more fans could get involved. Shane McMahon against The Miz. Tony C.
I think they're going to end up in the middle of the street somewhere.
You think they're going to end up in the popcorn concession stand or something?
Something like that.
You know,
I got to
comment on something. It's funny you mentioned that out in the street. So there are people tailgating outside MetLife Stadium. There was one group tailgating that they really weren't tailgating. They had a whole bunch of tables set up and leave it to a bunch of wrestling fans to be playing magic. couldn't you be like any other normal sport and grill some dogs and burgers and things like that instead of playing magic in the parking lot?
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable. All right. Go ahead, Tony C.
Shane McMahon for the win because the Miz is getting ready to go to Raw or something.
But what does that have to do with it, though?
This feud about to be over.
I don't think it would continue if the Miz wins.
I'm just saying, Shane gonna win because Miz is about to go to Raw. We're gonna forget that he lost tonight.
I don't know. Miz show hops more than anybody. So
that sounds about right.
What about you, Surfer?
I'm going with the Miz so he can get his best in the world title back and then get obnoxious about it.
Let me ask you something. How much time is left on your brisket?
It's done.
Have you tasted it yet?
Yeah.
And it came out to your liking.
Yeah.
You didn't get a dog, no?
Yeah, did you give a piece to the dog?
You don't give the dog table food.
Oh, you got a highfalutin dog. You don't eat table food.
You don't eat table scraps?
That's not a good practice.
That's not a good practice.
That's what they expect all the time.
Yeah, also, a dog barking during a broadcast is also not a good practice. But you let it go anyway.
This ain't the rest of the call-in show. We don't do that.
And your name isn't Randy, so...
A big tone.
A big tone. Anyways, I'm going with The Miz for the win here in the Falls Count Anywhere match. I love Falls Count Anywhere matches, but I really wished Falls Count Anywhere matches really went Falls Count Anywhere because in the old days, they used to take you everywhere. And now usually they'll take you around the building, but the match will end up in the ring.
You got spoiled by Benoit and Kevin Sullivan.
Even before that.
What's the chance to end up somewhere pre-taped?
No, I don't think so. It's going to happen inside the building. It'll happen in the crowd somewhere. So, let me see here.
Wait a minute. Then the woman's... In the ladies' bathroom. He hit him in the head with
the ladies' bathroom.
Oh, man. Head first into the commode. Oh, that was funny.
That is awesome, y'all.
I hope the announcers, you know, get into it tonight and they start calling the action like that.
And up in the air if Lee was in that bathroom back at the Great American Bash in 1996.
I think Lee went to go hide in a broom closet. So
I don't think we ever got confirmation that if Lee was in the area.
Lee was not there. He was in the bathroom. I think he went to go hide in a broom closet because I think he got trampled like 5 minutes before it happened.
Got trampled by Kevin Sullivan and Benoit. That's a Falls Count Anywhere match. What WCW call a lights out match, right, Double A?
That's no lights out match means no rules. But Falls Count Anywhere, like it literally you need to go all over the building. Okay?
Basically like the hardcore championship match.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's a lady in the main bathroom. That's when you need Phil Rea to do that call.
Oh, man.
Hit him in the ground with a toilet seat.
Wow. I tell you,
there's a lady. There's a lady in the man's bathroom. Look at that. There is a woman in the man's John right here in Baltimore. you believe that?
Yes, I can.
She just stopped off. They got to get some relief here, baby.
Where's he throwing? He's throwing down the laundry chute now. That thing will have to speak to you. You know how them chutes do? And come out on the roof here somewhere.
I've seen everything. A night of first. I never thought he's got a roll of paper towels.
Hit him with some toilet paper. Man, what a fight this is.
I never thought I would ever say in this sport, ever have to say the line, he's putting his head in the commode.
Well, brother, when it's signed known falls anywhere, you should have known it.
They are in the men's room and they are going at it. Kevin Sullivan and the taskmaster, Chris Benoit.
Anyways. One of the great moments in wrestling.
In the commode.
Oh, wait, the beginning part of that, because I didn't rewind it enough, but the beginning part of that was, they're going in the bathroom, they're going in the men's room, or something like that. And and Doug Dillinger was doing his best to keep the crowd back. But could you imagine if they opened a stall door and there was somebody there?
Somebody in there taking the crowd. Hey!
To the side of the hallway. They're up in the middle level. They are going out towards the concession area. They're in the men's room.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's some plunder
in
there.
Holy moly, watch out. They better warn who's ever in there to get out.
Can you imagine this? Oh, yeah, there's some boys taking some relief in there.
How about
I guarantee
you. Better watch out. The stall you open up. My goodness.
Do you ever thought that them guys would have thought this would have happened right here? Teach you to go to the bathroom during this thing.
And you know what's funny about that is I'm watching the video playback here. There's toilet paper on the toilet seats.
You mean the toilet seat cover?
No, it was toilet paper.
Oh my God. You right, Double A. It'll be horrible being known as the guy that was taking a dump during the Benoit, Kevin Sullivan.
Oh my God. Anyways, let's move on here.
You'll be the joke of the town. And where were you during the all kind in the world, man?
Could you imagine, though, if they opened that stall and at the other end was like Mean Gene or something?
Hey,
what the hell? He slams the door back in their face. He's in there reading the paper or reading the dirt sheets.
Taking a dump like old boy, all problem child, too.
Oh, man.
Getting it in, boy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they getting down with the get down.
Then you see as Sullivan and Benoit, or if you see in the background BG leaving while pulling up his pants, pulling up his britches.
Do the dump water. Pulling up his pants. Son of a bitch. Can't even take a thump. No one told me they was going to end up in the bathroom.
The one decent bathroom in the building and you guys had to come in here.
Anyway, to the bathroom on the second floor alcove.
Oh,
thought he was getting away.
But you
did
know,
you see Gene Okerlund?
Even if you were in there taking a piss and all this started happening, what do you do? Do you keep on going or you can't just stop?
I'm going to get out of the way.
I'd probably piss my pants because I'd be like, oh shit. And just get everything would just fall everywhere.
They run up the back of you and knock you into the toilet. Now you got toilet water
all over your pants and everything, like you pissed your pants.
All over the urinal.
I've always said
you're running with your pants at the ankles, huh?
I've always said that that's one of the greatest pranks you could ever pull on somebody if you really want to piss them off while they're taking a leak at the urinal. Just push them. That's
into the toilet.
Just push them into the urinal. Water. Oh, boy.
Nasty mother.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Nasty.
Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. Here's a match that you probably could go take a leak at.
I'm going to take a leak. This guy sucks.
And I got to tell you,
are we really going to have Baron Corbin?
Triple H did a great job last night at the Hall of Fame spraying down Baron Corbin.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
Kind of personal.
I think Corbin somehow is going to either be taken out of the match, like he's going to be attacked, or the match is going to, like, I think somebody suggested that the match is going to last like 5 seconds and Cena's going to come out and say, no, I want my shot with Kurt.
Either way, this is a bathroom break.
So,
and Kurt Angle winning, so.
Yeah, I'm going with Kurt Angle as well. What about you, Surfer?
Well, if it's Corbin, yeah, I'd rather have Kurt Angle, but I don't think he would win against Cena because it's the whole take the loss on your way out the door match.
Now, when Surfer puts barbecue sauce on his brisket, what flavor of barbecue sauce do you put? Like, do you put sweet heat, extra mesquite, extra spicy? What do you put?
I don't know what's in the cabinet. I got to look.
Oh, whatever's there. So that means it's very possible it could be ketchup and mustard. Anyways. No holds.
It's going to be the funny thing of the night when you go in there trying to eat that brisket, that damn dog.
Son of a bitch. As you said last night, hold on, you said it last night during the round table. What is the greatest line you could say?
The
greatest response for everything? Hold on. Let me cue it up here. Oh, man.
That was so close, man.
This one.
Son of a bitch! What? Bitch! Son of a bitch! Oh, son of a
the
bitch!
What? It's me, Surfer.
Oh, son of a bitch! What?
That's gonna be hilarious. That would be hilarious, yo. I mean, that dog in there going, you going to that dog in there going to town on that brisket.
Surfer takes off his loafer and throws it at the dog.
I don't have to worry about the Get dog. The dog is in the cage.
Get your gut. Don't deprive us of that visual, yo.
Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, he tore this thing up. I can't even rinse it off of the sink. Oh, man. All right.
God damn it, fish.
No holds barred, man. Triple H versus Batista. If Batista wins, Triple H's in-ring career as a pro wrestler is done. We'll start with Surfer.
Is this Triple H's last match, you think?
No, I don't think so.
No, he's going to win Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
he'll win then.
He'll win, which would have been a waste of a match because
listen,
there was no build-up to this.
When was Triple H won at WrestleMania?
Huh?
Was it against... The last thing he won was against Sting, right?
He won... who did he face last year?
Last year it was Ronda Rousey.
And he lost. The year before that was Seth Rollins and he lost.
Yeah, he's due for a win.
Yeah, he'll win.
No, last year was Seth Rollins.
No. In Orlando...
No, last year was Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be Triple H is gonna win. Tony C.
In my heart of hearts, Batista need to win.
For what?
Because Heel Batista don't get enough credit, yo. Heel Batista is funny, yo. Because
you two take it
that's
for one
probably
second.
How you really act in real life.
Take it for one somewhere. Second, guys. Take it for one second.
Hey, have you seen the trailer for his new movie?
Yeah, with the little girl in it.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA movie. So he's going to have to be around to push these movies. So Hill Batista got to win. Hill Batista is going to win. So he can stay around. And
so Triple H is going to end his in-ring career.
Yep.
No Saudi Arabia trips.
That's out of the country. That don't count.
No. They do count.
Watch. If you lose, you still gonna wrestle in Saudi Arabia. He's still gonna wrestle. It's not in America. He's gonna say my US days is over. Watch this. And Double A didn't get the pick.
I went to go take a leak. And
this guy sucks.
Hold on, I went to go take a leak and I just came back and I was thinking about this. That whoever's dog that is when they come back to pick up the dog or collect the dog, they ask server what's wrong. Your dog ate my brisket.
Got on my damn brisket.
I expect to be recompensed for my brisket.
How would the dog get into the smoker?
You just left the brisket on the table.
I mean, that dog being there going to town.
Oh, man, that's funny. Anyway.
You don't even know it. Coming there. God damn it.
God damn it. Oh, man. Let's.
I can see Surfer like Cletus on Nutty Professor. The dog got into that garbage hole. Shoot the damn dog. I'm watching TV. I'm watching Roseanne.
I'm watching TV.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So is the dog going to watch WrestleMania with your Surfer or not?
Surfer, is the dog going to join you?
What's the next match?
All right.
What's the next match?
All right.
Don't be petty, son.
Brock Lesnar defends the Universal title against the challenger, Seth Rollins. Tony C., we'll start with you.
That damn dog defending the title against that brisket. In the main event. Anyway. I'm hoping Brock retain, man, to piss everybody off. This is going to be a swerve of the night. Brock Lesnar going to retain. Okay. Brock Lesnar going to retain. I'm hoping. But in my heart of hearts, Seth Rollins is probably going to win. Because Brock getting ready to go to SmackDown.
What about you, Surfer?
I'm going with Seth. He's going to low blow Brock and get the win.
I'm going with Seth Rollins. And why? Because he's going to celebrate. Roman Reigns is going to join him in the celebration. And turn
the boom
heel.
Heel turn.
They're going to turn him heel. That's what I think is going to happen. Boy, this big girl should not be doing this. This Pilates or whatever the hell it is she's doing.
Yeah, my God.
She's a little too big for that. But anyways, let me see what the chat room says. Faster says Rollins is going to win.
Something's going to happen tonight to break the internet. Either Brock Lesnar retaining, that's going to piss the IWC off. Or Kofi Kingston loses.
I think probably both could happen. Both could happen. And since you brought up Kofi Kingston, let's talk about it. Kofi Kingston challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE title. And if this was 1998, Howard Finkel would be in the center of the ring saying, "Kofi, or the challenger for this match is Kofi Kingston for the World Wrestling Federation Championship."
Yeah.
So Tony C, will Kofi Kingston tonight become, and I'm going to say it like it should be said, will Kofi Kingston come out tonight as the World Wrestling Federation champion?
If Brock retains, then yes. But if Brock loses, then no. You can book that. Because like you just said, something got to happen that's going to piss the IWC off one way or another. I don't think both can happen. I don't think both Brock can retain and Dave Ryder can retain. That won't piss the I mean, that will, but it'll be even worse if Brock retain and Kofi don't win. So, yeah, you're right. I'm saying the same thing. One way.
Server?
No, I think they want to let the crowd go home happy with a Kofi win and the New Day celebrating with free pancakes for everyone.
Could you imagine if there was a machine out there shooting pancakes into the crowd? It's raining pancakes!
They're not going to go home happy because this is not the last match. Yeah. So it really don't matter.
They're not going to leave yet. Yeah.
Exactly. So that kind of logic.
Yeah, but with the wrong outcome, you could deflate the crowd for the rest of the show.
They did it last couple of years. Mm-mm. Nah, that go home. Now, if it was the last match of the night, I kind of understand that.
Let's get some words from, let's see here. Let's get some words from Daniel Bryan. Okay? These are words that he just said.
Well, speaking of big matches tonight, the WWE champion, the new Daniel Bryan, we were actually just talking about how they're selling eco-friendly championships at WrestleMania Access.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you know what? They actually sold out of the eco-friendly championships. Wow. Oh, isn't what a great accomplishment for me, right? That I introduced this eco-friendly championship, and now they're selling them to the consumers, and they're just buying them up like hotcakes. Huh. Do you think I'm proud of that?
You know what? On that note, as the host of WrestleMania, I could probably do something about that. I'm going to just excuse myself.
Let me ask you a question about that. Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm proud of that?
I would feel like a champion would be proud of something that they created.
Selling out. Yeah. You also referred to Triple H and Batista as a big money match. So that's clearly something that you view as a positive thing. You also talked about how everybody's behind Kofi Kingston as if that's something important, as if universal truth is somehow measured in mass appeal. It's not. Universal truth is not measured in mass appeal. And a lot of people, Booker T last night at the Hall of Fame, he said, oh, Kofi Kingston's going to whoop Daniel Bryan's ass just to get a huge reaction. Booker T's been doing that as long as he's been in this industry. 10 years ago, he was saying Daniel Bryan is part of his Fave Five. Look, Booker T's just like all of you. Fickle. 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 And you know, Kofi Kingston. I have a little bit of a beef with Kofi Kingston. Because last Tuesday on SmackDown, when we were doing our official signing for this championship match, this contract signing, he talked about how I haven't been through what he's been through because it's taken him 11 years to get his championship opportunity, and I won a world championship less than 2 years after being here. Well, guess what? When I got here in WWE in 2010, I'd already been wrestling for 10 years. By the time I got here, I was already world class. I was world class in the ring. I was world class up here. And guess what? Kofi Kingston, you're fantastic. You're a hell of an athlete. You're a world class athlete. You're world class in the ring, but you do not have a world class mentality. Do you know what world class mentality? Do you know what world class athletes with great mentalities don't do? Do you know what they don't do?
They don't just wait in line for their turn. They don't just wait for somebody to give them an opportunity. They go in and they take opportunities. Kofi Kingston has been here for 11 years, as talented as he is, as respected as he is, and he's just been sitting there waiting for somebody to hand him an opportunity. You know a perfect example of that? Fastlane. You remember Fastlane at all?
Yes.
So we had a contract signing before between me and Kofi Kingston. Mr. McMahon interrupted the contract signing and said, "Hold on, Kofi. You don't get a championship match. I'm giving it to this guy." Instead of just signing that contract right away, making it official, instead of complaining, instead of doing anything about it, Kofi Kingston just hung his head and walked to the back. And then at Fastlane, Mr. McMahon invited him to his office. This man who has screwed you over after 11 years. And Kofi Kingston, he just sat outside that office for over an hour waiting to be invited in. If you want to get to the upper echelon of WWE, you can't wait for somebody to invite you in. You have to knock the door down. Game changers knock doors down. World changers knock doors down. Daniel Bryan knocks doors down. And guess what? No matter how smart Xavier Woods is, no matter how strong Big E is, no matter how loud these people chant for Kofi Kingston, they cannot knock that door down for him. They can't knock it down for him. They can't knock it down for you, Kofi. You have to knock it down for yourself. And for 11 years, he has not shown 1 ounce of mental capacity to knock that door down himself. What makes you think in front of 80,000 people at WrestleMania 35 that Kofi Kingston can knock the door down? Because guess what? He can't. He can't. So I hope all of you aren't disappointed when tonight at WrestleMania 35, Daniel Bryan defeats Kofi Kingston in under a minute. Hell, under 18 seconds, under 17 seconds, under 15 seconds. Because guess what? As world class as he is everywhere else, he's not world class up here. Right, Rowan?
Damn right.
There you go. Passionate promo from Daniel Bryan.
That's funny how he mentioned 18 seconds. He would know about that.
Yeah, he would know, wouldn't he? I was there for that.
He's lost the only time he defended a title at WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, that was the only time he has defended a title at WrestleMania. He defended a title the year before. He was the challenger in his match with Sheamus. He lost that match, U.S. title match. That was his first WrestleMania.
At 27, right?
27, then he, 28, he had the 18-second thing. 29, I don't know what he did at 29. 30, we...
In 30, he won.
He was gone. 31, he won the ladder match.
And he won the IC belt.
Yeah, and then he was gone for a couple of years. So, and he won last year against The Miz and... Who was Miz's tag team partner?
His wife.
No, at WrestleMania.
It was Miz and Maryse, wasn't it?
Against Shane and Daniel Bryan?
Oh. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Yeah, let me see if I can go back real quick. It was Shane... And Shane and Daniel Bryan against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
That's what it was.
Yeah. All right. Now back to this card. So we're all in agreement that Kofi Kingston is going to win. And you know, it's that to me, that's the thing, that's the match I'm looking forward to the most. Because it's going to be, as JR would say, a slobber knocker.
It'll be a rocket buster.
Rocket buster. Barn burner.
Shane and AJ are going to be a pure six ball.
Shane and The Miz?
Shane and The Miz, yeah, my bad.
That's going to be a pure six
street ball. Fight.
That's going to be a good old-fashioned street fight. All right.
Hold on to your hats.
Hang on to your hats. And finally, your main event, triple threat match, winner takes all for the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey, the Raw Women's Champion, versus Charlotte Flair, the SmackDown Women's Champion, against Becky Lynch. And by the way, one side note that I forgot to mention during the two tag team title matches, we are slated to get new tag team title belts tonight during both matches. So that'll be interesting. We'll start with Tony C. Ronda, Charlotte, or Becky Lynch?
Well, this is the first undisputed title match at WrestleMania since Chris Jericho, right? Triple H.
That's correct.
Only the second one of all time.
I think
third one of all time.
Uh huh. Who are you going with?
Well, we know Ronda's getting ready to go try to make babies. So it's between Becky and Charlotte. I'm going to go with the underdog, Becky Lynch.
Silver one.
She finally gets her due.
She finally gets her due. What about you, Surfer?
You beating the dog out of that brisket. I knew it was going to happen.
He didn't believe. He didn't listen to us. And then that dog actually got that damn brisket. That's why he muted himself.
Exactly. Get to it.
God damn. That dog done ate my brisket.
That is hilarious, yo.
When that person comes and collects their dog, that's Surfer's not gonna ask how things are. No. Your dog ate my brisket.
Listen, maybe I didn't hear what you just said, but yeah, I think Ronda Rousey might get help to retain the belt.
Okay, you think Ronda Rousey's going to get help to retain the title?
Yes.
Who's going to help her husband?
No, the three other horsewomen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because this match is no DQ to a finish, right?
No.
It's just
winner
and then that...
Triple Threat is a no DQ.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to play that card.
That'll force Charlotte and Becky into alliance. And then maybe two of the other horsewomen challenge Austin Ugg for their belts. And then some boy's going to culminate in a horsewomen versus horsewomen match, maybe at SummerSlam.
Horsemen versus horsewoman.
Horsewomen versus horsewomen.
I mean, I knew that happened at the bar, but anyways, I'm going with Becky Lynch on this one. It's her time to shine. It's her time, regardless of whether she wins or loses, because she's in the main event of the biggest wrestling event of the calendar year.
Shout out to Phil Brooks.
And, yeah. Phil, if you're listening, I ain't talking about Phil Rea. But I hope Phil Rea is listening. But Phil Brooks, if you're listening out there, and I know you probably are, because you like to know when people are talking about you. Don't be salty just because a couple of skirts are closing out the biggest show in the wrestling business.
he couldn't play his role, man. He couldn't play his role.
You know, maybe if you would have wore a skirt to the ring once in a while, things could have turned out differently. But no, you had to main event as you are. So, anyways. But yeah.
You know, Phil Brooks still think he's on the same level as Rock and John Cena and Brock Lesnar.
Hulk Hogan,
yeah.
Listen, Hulk Hogan goes on record for having the most main events at WrestleMania. I believe John Cena might actually have beaten that number. But Hulk Hogan main evented WrestleMania 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9. Eight out of the first nine WrestleManias he main evented. So.
And I'm put some air.
But anyways, so let's wrap things up because everybody's got to get food. Everybody's got to get settled in because believe it or not, it's almost 5 o'clock. And this event is about to start, the pre-show at least, and it'll be on the air for the next 7 hours minimum. As Tony C so eloquently put it, that's a work shift. So get ready to put in your 8 hours, because it's going to be a long one. We'll be back here at the conclusion of the night with a post-show. If you're listening to us live, be a part of the chat room. We're also going to open up a thread on Facebook if you want to discuss things in the group page. But the chat room will remain open during the course of the evening. So go to rantamradio.com and be a part of the discussion. And like I said, we'll be back here at the conclusion of WrestleMania with our post-show recapping everything that went down. Any final thoughts before we close out for the night?
Will this be a memorable one for great matches or for disappointing shockers?
I guess we'll have to wait and find out, Surfer. Because on paper, this is not a good WrestleMania.
The biggest question of the night is if Kofi Kingston gonna finally win the title.
If he wins, I think it'll be all worth it.
A memorable one.
It'll be a memorable one. So.
But if he loses, the internet gonna break.
Oh yeah, they're gonna pull everything down, and the feed is gonna go out just like it did last night when Bret Hart got jumped. Anyways.
And somebody, they better have security around the Hitman tonight.
Oh, yeah, because he'll be out there on the stage.
That's right. People got it out for the Hitman.
All right, folks.
Kid, 26 years old, want to take out the Hitman.
A man in his 60s with long gray hair.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Anyways, enjoy WrestleMania, folks. For once, take off your wrestling knowledge hat. And enjoy this as a fan. I say it every year. You know, don't let the dirt sheets or the comments of the internet sway you and, you know, veer you off your enjoyment for the evening. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the evening. We'll be back here at 12:30, I assume, for the WrestleMania post-show. And that is that. For everybody in the chat room. Everybody listening live, again, the chat room is open. Facebook is open. Engage in discussion. For Tony C, for Surfer, his brisket, and the dog, I'm Double A. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy the show, and we'll see you tonight. Have a good night, everybody. I got my